and had to leave for some votes. But you mentioned that it was the rule rather than the exception, I think, to have the surveillance without the interdiction or the arrests. Did I get the gist of it?
For this investigation, yes, it was.
And then you stated in your testimony, it has become common practice for ATF supervisors to retaliate against employees that do not blindly toe the company line, no matter what the consequences. Can you describe what any of that retaliation may have been?
I would just say refer back to OIG investigations over the countless years of FLEOLA attorneys that have represented ATF employees for all types of retaliation, for whistleblowing, punitive actions, for whether that agent or inspector deserved the punitive action.
You mentioned in the email that you received, you felt it was threatening.
Oh, yes.
And were you personally threatened by